plant, it's usually the kidney that gives out. That's why you need to have your trace minerals backing up, reinforced in your heart time, and in your kidney time. You should reinforce those trace minerals. And iodine is one of those trace minerals that is working in both shunt organs. So if you take iodine in the middle of the day, you get it from your pumpkin seed. You get it from your seaweed at night. So you're ensuring that the iodine is going into the body. That sea salt has a natural iodine.
And that thing.
Now at lunar time, again you can reinforce your iodine with your seaweed and your sunflower seeds. So that's one advantage of iodine.
Sunflower seeds.
Pumpkin seeds. Trace minerals, you will notice that certain amount of them have been recognized to be very important for the body. For instance, selenium, and that's in the orange. And so we have selenium, iodine, and we have the zinc and the chromium. Now you'll notice that zinc and chromium are in the same color spectrum with mercury and nickel. So people who have mercury fillings, the time of day that they bother them is usually between evening time. Around 6:30 going up to 7. Now if you have a tooth problem and if you don't want to take out the mercury, and that's where your Swiss cheese or cheddar cheese or your Monterey Jack, take a slice of it with your clarified butter, garlic, onion, aloe vera, and parsley. Copper, gold, and silver that comes in the orange is the copper. The gold and the silver is in the yellow. again, they affect the spleen, the heart, and the small intestine. The copper affects the spleen and heart. And gold, silver affects the heart and small intestine. So when people have arthritic conditions, the small intestines are always blocked. So their spleen is always blown out. So by using the copper, it helps those organs to flush better. Now, if you eat the meat, then be sure to put some hot sake over it that they call the uric acid and the adrenaline for the arthritic condition. Yeah. But marine life would correct arthritic condition because marine life is the oils from the cod fish or the marine fish does neutralize the condition that were formed by the animal fat, the person who has had an arthritic condition. And most people who are arthritic are people who are eating a lot of animal fat.
And so, what about chicken?
Well, you have to stay away from that for a while until the body can normalize itself. So the best substance is still egg and marine life. If you're using marine life. Aluminum is found in the Alzheimer's disease, right? That's where you find an accumulation of aluminum in Alzheimer's disease. That's the brain. All right. The question is, in Alzheimer's disease, what are the symptoms of the person? They don't want to take part in nothing, right? But this basically is a trauma because when you trace it back, there are many people who have a couple of you dealing with Alzheimer's disease. Most of them were men, not women. And these were the men who had been promised a retirement plan by the big corporation that they were working for. And just prior to the period they were going to cash in on the retirement, they were informed that they had to let it go because they were reshuffling and they didn't have all the things in. So they were in a grave mental trauma. And the brain would not accept failure. And they couldn't come home and tell their family that they don't have the compensatory fund or the pension fund to fall back on. So most of these people went into a shock company, brain dealer. It's in the, and then most of these people have been eating food, cooking aluminum containers. So they did accumulate a lot of aluminum in that area of the brain and weakened it.
You once said that the Alzheimer's is like an aluminum can being hit. So it's pushed in.
Yeah.
The pressure from
the
outside.
I
heard someone say the other day that a Lawrence Welk, the physician of the year, has it.
Because the compensatory condition that was coming to him didn't come true.
But Donald, so many organizations, the big companies are taking over little companies and spending the credit union's funds to buy up somebody else's company and the employees don't get it.
That's what's happening in Facebook and
so
your people will end up having to go through that particular condition of acting that they have Alzheimer's disease, or the trauma trigger.
Well, like Clifford's boss, is he gonna come back with that label? I mean, they're expecting him to come back 2 weeks and be saying a word. And I don't feel like he can do it.
Yeah. But that's what is happening.
Well, how does one cope that has to live in this particular type of condition? I mean, you can't tell which one of us tomorrow, like the state, say, okay, Leslie.
Well, see, it's depending on what you're focusing on. If you're focusing on goal, you're going to get let down, and then the Alzheimer's condition or the trauma condition is going to take over. Now, if you're focusing on the process, you don't worry about what happens tomorrow. And 9 times out of 10, the people who were in the problem were people who were punching the clock.
Well, if, like Clifford has set his himself goal, like by 30 he expected to be such and such and such and such, and it hasn't happened. Is he going to have a problem? Does he have one at the beginning already just because he hasn't hit his goal?
So, there are 100 guys that want to be rich by the time they're 30 and they didn't.
Yes, right. Because remember, what motivates the person, they're not going to tell you. And when they run into the situation that they get let down, and they don't know why, until they learn to realize that the goal isn't the actual thing, it's the process that is the actual thing. And the more you cater to the process, you'll stay healthy to take care of your obligation. But if you cater to the goal as a quick rush, and then when it lets you down, 90% of people get down, because why? The goal doesn't pan out. The process is a thing that just kind of rolls up itself.
So basically, it's not, you don't have the ability to accept reality.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a goal, it can be an ideal.
Very true.
Or somebody, you think, well, we will, Christianity was brought up to think one way.
And you see, the thing is,
find out everything is not black and white.
Don't blame Christianity. Churchianity is the thing more than Christianity. Christianity is the actual science. Churchianity is the one that is feeding and fostering the magic. Now, nothing wrong with the magic or the miracle, but how many times can you raise the dead before somebody in authority is going to come and collect your insurance and collect your income tax? So that's why it would be very practical after a while, you're really dead. How many dead can you really raise? Well, you have to take a start protesting. See, a lot of these things create a competition with other people. And they make them feel incompetent that they didn't do a job. We did the job of embalming the person that you raised from the dead, that means our work is lousy. That's what we're looking at today. It's not always the miracle is an asset. It can be a big argument with a lot of people.
How do you work with the people who have the trauma from the Alzheimer's?
You have to work with the trauma and check the trauma and let them go through the process. Then they release it.
They release it.
You mean talk it out? But just work on it?
Yeah, not very good. If you work at it, there's some problem with it. You'll release it.
Well, in other words, if I did defeat and they just sat up there and told the whole story, that's what it is.
That's an interaction and letting it out.
So it's a type of recycle.
Okay. Now, the trace minerals have another condition that we need to know whenever you take trace minerals, if you take it in a liquid form, it's better than in a powder form or in a capsule form. So we're finding that it absorbs better through the system. It doesn't clog up the system. So the body tadi is one of the most natural source. And what we've done is to make the biotone now complete and nullify the hormone balance and everything. So you have both trace minerals and hormone balances. So allow you to have the ingestion, digestion, and elimination being more effective and fine.
When I think about it, in case I forget, y'all remember.
No, the your vitamins and vitamin C, the core of it is iron, so iron and vitamin C go very well in the afternoon, around midday. That's where the tomato juice and molasses comes in to make a good combination for your vitamin C and your iron.
Tomato juice and what?
Molasses. Tomato juice and molasses in the afternoon.
Blackstrap.
Blackstrap, yes.
Like a tablespoon of blackstrap and then tomato juice?
Yeah. Okay. Now, in the trace minerals, you'll find also that opposite to the organ, there's a trace mineral set up to correct a problem in the liver. So organs that are opposite to each other all have a trace mineral that corrects problems in that organ. You'll find that to be true. Lead is opposite to the spleen in the thyroid area. And the spleen has arsenic. So if you were to feed them arsenic, you would need a trace mineral containing lead.
You would need a trace mineral continually.
The opposite.
Oh, okay, I got that.
So, for instance, you, by mistake, you drank something containing arsenic. The quickest way to phase it down is to get a trace mineral that is directed opposite to insulate the body against it. So, directly across would be lead.
So anyone who had
antidote is
lead. Arsenic should have had the knowledge of taking lead to counteract.
Right.
And if those people reinforce with them, take that time.
I know.
Well, and if you've been cooking with aluminum pans, then you need to go with the lead.
Right, you need to go right. There's aluminum pans, you need to get some. So then the finer food that would compensate you with that. A nighttime food. That's where you come now with your ginseng and your botiteng. They do have trace minerals that will phase down arsenic, that phase down aluminum. But at the same time, your major trace mineral is iodine. As long as you keep your iodine content up, those other trace minerals don't have any effect on your body. But yet, the other trace minerals are valid in their right time frame.
Well, is mine low because I keep playing the thyroid? Well, then, so cancer, you'll go to your spleen, you go to hypoglycemia. Does that play a ball game in there too? Yeah. The guy that she went the other way and I'm playing the other ball game.
That's right. Now you can see it, right? Now you got the picture.
So hypoglycemia for the diabetic really needs to take a lot of these tricks.
And if a person is hypoglycemic, they need something that is stabilizing.
So Joe's thyroid, to get the right, you would go with the opposite minerals. Yes. You'd go with the spleen minerals.
That's right.
And the diabetic would be the, well, that comes out of your...
You go to the thyroid.
Your thyroid, all right. So she'd do the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, fine.
That's
what they gave me the
sin for it. That's right, because you're the avenue. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Are you going to leave this chart?
Yes, this is it.
Thank you.
You're right.
I was going to make it smaller.
Yes,
I'm
just beginning to make sense. I'm going to have to go right to the class. It's beginning to make sense.
You see, the thing is this, all right. 9 times out of 10, the majority of people are hyper, more than hyper. Right?
Hyper instead of hypo.
I said 9 times out of 10, the bulk of the people in this society are hyper.
Yes, yes.
Than hypo. Mm-hmm. And so, they do need something to slow down their hyperaction. But now the person who is hypo needs something to speed up their hyperaction.
Is there any normal people in between?
What is normal?
Yeah, I mean, are there people that you don't have to worry about? I mean, take
your worry corrodes your soul, etc.
Well, you have to eat on time. Huh?
You just have to eat on time so we can be normal.
I'm functional.
Functional.
You see, because normal people don't hang around much. But I'm functional people. Those who operate within the time frame. So when you go too fast, you will be hypo. You go too slow, you will be hypo. But if you stay within the time frame, a functional application, your body will work for you. But I can't say normal because I don't know if it's such a thing. You see, because one of the reasons why we cannot be normal, that's what they're labeled of acceptance, is because life, being elements of a certain weight and certain and a pH factor moving on time all the time, offers unrehearsed avenue opportunities, and that being the case, every time you have to live the moment now, you have to breathe, and the quantity of air that you take in determines how much capability you have to cope with the moment. And so the lungs do not handle the air or take in the amount of air that they are supposed to take in, you're being deprived. And you're going to end up either being hyper or hypo. So that's why I gave you the treatment of letting the lungs shift to a more efficient use of the oxygen, not only depending upon the nasal tract, but also using the backup, what you call the spare tire condition of the osmosis, which the yogis have mastered. What have they mastered? They're not your master. They have mastered the understanding of the breath from the umbilical to the nasal to the total unified body principle of osmotic action. So they call that the breathless state, not a breath-free state. And the more they can dissociate from the nostril, the more they would identify with the entire tissue osmosis. In other words, if I can have to make this area get more oxygen instead of holding it and then forcing it by pressure through kinesis to get into this area to get the foot to be flexible, I can, by breathing, relax, and feeling the tissue now, and then the tissue act as an osmotic action to the air, because it contains liquid inside, and the air is oxygen, and the liquid is oxygen, I can trigger an electromagnetic frequency to cause this osmotic condition to apply by consciously feeling the area. So the more I consciously feel my body, and that's the purpose of meditation, to learn to feel, this particular sensation begins to trigger in the body. And that's what you're trying to arrive at, learning to be holistically, osmotically, integrating the oxygen. So they call it cosmic consciousness. You are able to see in all dimensions, experience in all dimensions. That meaning you are totally oxygenated for the first time from head to toe by an osmotic process.
It sounds a lot to me like you're going to have this energizing.
Yes, there's nothing new. Remember, the energizing technique is oxygenation in reference to nitrogen. Because nitrogen moves the muscle. You can't have a muscle to build and move without nitrogen. Because what? Hydrogen creates a desire. Nitrogen gives you the willpower to stick it out. But oxygen is what makes you observe it. So you observe yourself craving to stick things out. So therefore, hydrogen is a desire, and nitrogen is a sticking out of willpower, and oxygen is the observation. Then the only thing you have now as a residue buildup is carbon dioxide, because you're a carbon-based organism. So the carbon dioxide has a value at one level and is a threat at another level. That is involving the timing now. At a certain level, it will refrigerate you and preserve you. At a certain level, it will over-refrigerate you and traumatize you, energy of that. So they call it Shiva, shake and Shiva. I like the way they've got the Shiva, you know, shake, you got the shakes. So carbon dioxide, when you're cold, it makes you get the shakes, the jitters. Been hyper too. So if you start to regulate it and slow it down, it gets back to normal. So it's not doing without the breath. That would be calling a breath-free state, do without breathing. No such thing as existing for the mechanism. But less air within the gaps of inhalation is called a breathless state, and this is what you're trying to do now from the nostril to the skin. The more you understand what you're doing with your soil nutrition, your trace minerals come in now as the necessary carriers. They're the actual transporters, because they're the ones who are going to be working osmosically under the skin. You have the 12 basic minerals. They're there to form the geometry of the body, and then you have the gases that intervene. But under the skin, the truth is written on the outside and operates on the inside.
So we still have to eat at some point.
Yes, that's why they say man or manifestation doesn't live by bread alone. That's the indirect use of solids and liquids, but by everywhere that proceeds out of the mouth of God, that's the frequency. He is sustained geometrically by that. Now, Yogananda used to say this prayer, Heavenly Father, teach me to live more and more on direct cosmic energy, which is the sonic frequencies, and less of the solids and the liquids. Now, well, how is he going to teach him You didn't come to this guy and say, "Hey, Yogananda, here's how you learn." It's by taking down the breath and making him recognize that the breathing states are reference levels for the body's ability to function. So when you breathe through your umbilical cord, mother is feeding you. When the cord is cut and you breathe through the nostril, you have to relate only to the lung and eating. Now, to slow down the nose and to incorporate the value of the oxygen from not eating, it has to be osmotically, so fasting is the first thing you notice. Anybody who's fasting would notice that the first thing they're breathing slower, but then their body is tingling. And that's the first evidence that you have an osmotic form of breathing from the very liquid inside the body, triggering it up. So meditation is that mental energy directing individual thought activities towards an internal observation and oneness with the phenomena or natural functions of the body. So when you close your eyes, you're trying to sense cellular osmotic absorption in the environment. And you can feel it, it's probably the tingle. And so the Chinese people call it the qi, and the Eastern people have different names for it. And what they're trying to do is biokinesis, let the life kinetic movement of the osmotic action occur for the first time and identify it. All we're doing is changing the labels of the technique is still the same. You want to do what? Minimize here and shift to here. Well, let's do that. Minimize, harden to the nose, and learn to feel the skin. Let this hair actually rotate and irrigate. And feel the skin. Good idea. Roll up.
We have a Teresa Newman.
Huh?
Have a Teresa Newman.
She did it with, and didn't tell nobody.
Yes, that's why she said not me.
Why did she feel she had to have the Holy Eucharist?
Remember that.
Or did she do it?
She did that for people. She didn't have to eat nothing, but she would take the Holy Communion as a respect. Remember, it was said, "Do this in memory of me." So that's the respect, and the respect is due to the body performing that action. And so it will stay down in the body because of respect. Body didn't need it, but all the respect then will stay down. If you just took it like that, it wasn't consecrated by the minister, the priest, it would come up back. So here we have the right to eat on time by the light, the right to eat by lunar because of the pressure, and the right to eat any time and bless it. But don't eat any time and don't bless it, because it'll knock you up.
That's right.
But the thing is, you learn the physics not from a school or a book classes. After you working with your body, it becomes so obvious that the thought, where did you get your knowledge? You begin to see the phenomena, it's working through you. Your mind begins to zero in on it. And then if you want to go validate it, because you suddenly discover this wealth of awareness of yourself, you'll find that most of the data is written in some book, but never put down in a way to comprehend it. And so they are actually experiencing that today. Okay. Just let it feel the air going on the skin. Since this is the time for iodine, we want to prepare the body to draw in more iodine and zinc. The iodine is this time of day, so it's on the thyroid. So just focus on the frequency the label, you call it there. It's a material called iodine. So the body accepted as a substance in a marine life. Nevertheless, the word iodine is just a frequency. The actual mineral is floating around in your body, but it doesn't respond until you say iodine. And so you can actually trigger it to move in your own body by identifying. And that's how we know man is his own therapist, physician in yourself. But if not physician in yourself, physics, I can heal self. Heal self. That's the more correct understanding of the term. Physics, I can heal self.
Heal self?
Through the physics, I can heal the cell. Through the understanding of my cellular physics, I, the physician, heal my own cells. What is that? You get it, what I'm trying to convey to you. You are the physician, you are the physical. The physics that contains, the can contains the physics, the elements, and through your eyes you can correct the flow of these elements in the cell. And the osmotic approach is the direct interreaction with the timing. So you're feeling, though you're using your nostrils, but it's very minimal to what the cell is doing, interacting with the fluid, the tissue, which is the basic largest source of oxygen apart from against the skin on the side. Now this vehicle turning helps to set up more aerobic absorption. Exactly. You're benefiting, as I say, you can benefit from a lot of things around you if you understand. Right here on the carpet, you're going to benefit from the static electricity to speed it up. So if you rub your foot on the carpet, you can actually get the benefit of it.
Now you say iodine,
yeah,
out loud,
your stomach. It has the quite another thing is, it's stored in the thyroid, and it's supposed to be moving through the body, and therefore the thyroid will be absorbing and transmitting it electromagnetically, efficiently. That's where, so all these elements are stored in some part of the anatomy. So once you begin to see around the clock, you can then identify their storage bin. So why you need it three times a day, why you can direct it around the body. That's where you're starting to feed yourself so directly. So the focus, instead of a mantra, you focus on the clock as the ideal mantra. The time of the day in the identification with the organ. So we're at 10 after 4, well, that is a daylight saving, the time is 10 after 3. We're still in the bladder, right?
Mm-hmm. Just barely into the bladder.
And so we're in the ultimate time for the iodine. You get the benefit of iodine, because iodine will move through, because iodine is assigned to this particular time frame. But because iodine is stored in the thyroid and assigned to this time frame, we can get the benefit of filling them up with saliva. But those qualities, when the saliva move around in the mouth, fill it with the and till it gets sweet, then swallow. Try. another it and make it sweet. Sounds feeling good, like chocolate?
Good. Now, you got the secret, don't you? You know what to do now. How to survive by your own elements in the atomic acceleration.
If you get out of line and scream or cuss or something, should you spit real quick?
It's better to spit it out. Because then you won't have to swallow the enzyme.
Yeah.
But then, if you do this, you can get pretty like, and then it'll start sweetening back. When it starts sweetening back, then you swallow it back. Because why? You shook it up by being angry in a closed mouth. Mm-hmm. But when you leave the mouth open and let it aerate, the electromagnetic field from the environment will start to diffuse it. So I treat it in the mouth. Or if you spit it out, fine, but then you can actually correct it by keeping it in the mouth and keeping the mouth open so that the air aerates. Then it starts like sweeping it. This one. You see, if we weren't designed in this particular way, we wouldn't be able to prove these things, and when we run into Space Brothers and they're doing this everyday existence, we look like freaks, you know? They look like a freak to us, but we're the freak to them, not understanding what they're doing. You see? That's why. So we're getting more to understand the physics of ourselves.
When you talk with someone and they say they have something and you say, tell me what color comes to mind, and they say red, then do you work on it at 7 a.m.? Would that be the prime time
because but you're recognizing also which organ is going to be shutting down or being a trauma.
Okay.
So your own self, when you start to realize that you have an incident in your body and then you can recycle yourself and the color comes up. If you go back, you take your age and go back to, let's say you're 33.
35.
Or 35. Then you add it across to a single number and then you go back to 8 years, what happened at that time of the year.
Mm.
That's how you zero in, because the things have to occur before you confront them. So they're going to occur at a younger age and they come back in the sequence of patterns you face. So you'll come back at a 35 point in time to correct an 8-year-old incident or an 8-month incident. So these are things that you can track back down. So you've got everything that will go back to in a single number. So there's no way we can get around with the single number for the cause of the problem. When I look back at mine and see the incidences and why I had to recycle them a bit certain, and it's because at that particular, if I add across my age, I come out 2. And then I can remember I got hit on my foot here at 2, playing ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first real anguish in my body, because it just fell up and then my mom put all that stuff around and then it broke out because they didn't want uncle to cut me up. He was a surgeon. And so they put, poultice.
Mm-hmm.
But then I could see I was running and I fall down. So yesterday, sliding down in the back of a nurse, they were raping. It was perfect. And then again, this time of the year, back at and all of it fall off of them. So each one has a sort of a clicking in way to.
This is what I was going to say. It's been my experience that the trauma may be, say, 13, 14, beginning of it, that they're 5, 6. And so 21-22 had to play a part that I wasn't aware of, but evidently didn't zone.
Right. So you're actually correcting it by the rewrite. Mm-hmm.
Your H, the Gavin, yeah.
And go back, eight. So if I'm 35,
go back
I,
to
and
the
I
age
go,
eight.
Go back to age 8.
Or anything you can recall at the age 8, or there are 8 months your mother would be, she may have a trauma too. So these are, but we usually identify with our own time frame for the time we're born and the numbers, because that's the time if the incident would come up to be rerun, what she had experienced in 8 months would come up in 8 years for you. That's kind of, the body is its own self-corrector, so it has to come up at intervals to indicate to the person when these things were occurring to come back.
So the trauma keeps reoccurring.
Yeah, to release, to break free. Yeah, because it's a very pattern.
You can begin to watch repeat patterns.
Yes.
Like,
I know.
B's brother died when I was 3 months pregnant. Clifford goes through depressions, and Adonis says if he hits 33, it's going to be bad.
But like the more he starts to release, you'll be all right. And so you can.
But Clifford, you know, I don't know that Clifford accepts the fact that, hey, this is James's death via his daddy.
But you see, the thing is this, you can also help them, this is where the compensatory condition is, by knowing the traumatic incident, you being the donor of the ovum or sperm, can inwardly release those pressures out of their body, so it doesn't come up as stressful as the, or less stressful, but they will cope with it. And that's what they call the compensatory or the grace. You recognizing it inside of it.
My recycling that
will get right. And that will go on generation after generation, because they come up when someone's
onto the fourth generation. The sins of the fathers.
Yes.
Is that really right? Is that the yes no method?
Well, let's clear up. There are no sins, but there are misapplied decisions. To be more
recycling.
So, because decisions have to be made, there are only two ways to make it, misapplied or well applied. A well applied decision, they call you a genius. And a misapplied one, they call you a sinner or dumb cop. All right. So, that's the mistake that is set up naturally for you to do with it. Don't feel threatened with the fact that you do make mistakes and you're such a bad person. Part of the process is that you must make a mistake to learn, and you must be capable of making mistakes to learn. So therefore you begin to see that the role of consciousness is breathing, and it's an actor, and the body is the medium for it to work through, like a stage. So you are not really any culprit, because you or who? God himself, he'd be the biggest culprit. So he has to play these games with the individuality. Individuality is his costume. We are the individuality in a form or a geometry. We provide this entertainment for the unified field of the breath. The breath is a unified principle. It's outside, inside, and as oxygen all over the place. Now we have a formula in all this, the galactic systems of all the three gases that are existing. They're the one that would create any condition for awareness, and awareness isn't intellect. Or consciousness isn't intellect. Consciousness is simply like a camera. It photographs whatever it is and plays it back. But it's not going to intellectualize it. So consciousness is that phenomenon that when you breathe oxygen, the eyes are turned on through the 5 senses, and then you're looking. But then you may see this for the first time and don't know what it is, until somebody called it clock. And then you may say clock. And they say, no clock. And you say clock. And they keep repeating until you get the right idea, clock. And then when you say clock, they patch it in.
Sounds like crystal.
Right. But that's what you call programming intellect. you've got to tell it to steal. But it's for the granting, see? And therefore that's universal all the time. The consciousness is universal. Now, if the consciousness is occurring in a mature body, then the geometry would be more indicative than an immature body. An immature body has more to relate to because they don't know what the geometry represents. But a mature body would understand what the geometry represents. And then they'll start to narrow down the different instances. So the meditation is a means to look at the thing more maturely and not to be locked into it in order to correct it yourself. So the more you correct it yourself, the more you're operating efficiently. And that's what the purpose of the thing is, that you can apply your individuality to correcting mistakes occur from the misapplied decisions of your individuality. But you're not locked in to the feeling that you should never make a mistake, or that you could never make a mistake, or that mistakes are bad to be made, and that you want to avoid them. It's that situations are opportunities presented for you to learn how to make a mistake, not to make a mistake, and not to feel threatened by not making it or making it. See what I mean? Mm-hmm. You have to experience all the three aspects of the experience to totally free the mechanism from making what is called preconceived assessments of situation and getting locked into it and taking sides with it. So it isn't that you shouldn't take sides or you should not take sides. Is that the moment you're working with, that's the moment that determines what you're going to do. So if you're going to act, like that was a good example of that China problem, protesters have to protest. So they protested. The government delayed as long as it could delay. But they got to act as a government, regardless of the best government or the worst government. And what have they got as a government? They can't come out and shout with a loudspeaker. Nobody listens to them. The only way they can act as a government is the money they pay for the gun. So they're going to tell their soldiers, look, we hire you, fella. You better get these jerks off of the city for the property. So they have to fire once. But that's valid for their role, and it's valid for the other people who want to protest. But when that two conditions have been served, the next valid thing is to loose it down and discuss the whole thing. Or do we seek a coup? Because that's the alternative. The protester will be forced to, if he's ignored. The authority is forced to enforce. And if they can't come to some verbal communication, the coup is the next stage. And that's happened all over. Because we saw it all going on for years. The two groups confronting each other, and then they never resolve it verbally, and they end up having poop. So this is how the human brain is set up.
And so when you reach age 35, the body is the body signaling you that age 8 something happened?
Yeah.
It's sort of a way to tell yourself.
To clean up anything.
It's time to work that out.
Right. Okay, put it this way. 30 years to muck up. And from the 30 years, every number after that is a recycling operation. So 31 is a 4. 32 is a 5. See what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so you go in, every time you go around the sun once, that is bringing you back to a recycling of the age levels in yourself. And so that's how come we find out that there are early instances where the person gets the confrontation is that the age to it adds up. It brings a trigger back.
So that's why you have 30 years to clean up all those
Right.
All right, if you 57, then what?
That's a 12, and that's 12. 12, and that's a 3.
What
is it? 12 is a 3.
Oh, okay. 3.
So it's either 3 months in the womb, or 3 years at the time you come out of the 3 years. Now, there are 2 3-years. 3 years after you're born, mm-hmm. or the year in the womb plus the 2 years after you're born, that's a 3-2. Mm-hmm. So you have to consider where it falls, but it's going to be some incident within the 3 years time. See, some people relive their experiences at maybe 1 year in the womb plus the years of the adult. Others come from the time they're born and come. And it falls. So again, the horoscope would indicate that which one of the two numbers they're falling in. But they do come back within the time frame to face it. So I had mine in 55, and that's 31, age 4, attributed to age 4. Now, if I count the 1 year in the womb, and that's 1 and 3 after, 3 years after I was born, I did have a weight problem, apart from my bump in my knee. And my shin, which is a 2. I did also trying to ride a bicycle, fall on a skin out of my head. But it didn't leave no scars. So these are things that I was trying to prove to my brother I can ride a bicycle. See? So these are things that come back, incidences, to recycle out. And so falling off a building, again in 55, was a way of working out a lot of these early traumas. So that's why I said I want all my trauma, but I don't. After I realized the things you say and the things that have happened to you, you realize it's very impractical. It's not something you want to recommend to anybody. But the body knows to correct itself if we allow it. Understand? And the clock is set up to give you that reference, the time of day, and the elements to relate to it. And your trace elements are already set up for that purpose, because that's the bulk of your elements, your trace elements. Your basic elements are set, they don't go anywhere, because you have your potassium and manganese in the morning, and then you have your silicon and carbon around spleen, time, and then you have the basic
This is Gina. She's your
father.
And this is Rick's sister. Karen. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Okay.
This is the Yamada.
This morning. I'm 64. That would be a 10. Go back 10 years old.